This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and today I'm joined by internationally acclaimed manifestation coach, modern-day guru, and author, Tsiki Thau. Her book, here it is, Attract It All, The Real Secret to Manifestation, details her SNAP method. By the way, for those who don't know what that means, that's stop, notice, ask, and pivot. And it's used for stress relief and for abundance. But before we meet Tsiki, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Tsiki Thau is the celebrated author, as just mentioned, of Attract It All, The Real Secret to Manifestation. She has over 30 years of experience worldwide. She's a featured expert on Fox 5 The More Show, Channel 13, Channel 3, Live to Give TV, Edutainment TV, The Ed Bernstein Show, watch that interview, Spotlight on Vegas Business, Power Magazine, My Vegas Magazine, Real Vegas Magazine, and Las Vegas Review Journal. Tsiki Thau is considered a foremost authority in mind over body techniques, merging science with energy. And I want you all to hear that, because I've had many, many people on this show talking about manifestation, and I've never read a book that reverberates and resonates as much as this one. And I think it's partly that science and the gratitude and the mindfulness and meditation elements. It's really sound stuff. Tsiki is also a sought-after manifestation coach and visionary behind SNAP, as just mentioned, which is an instant stress relief method, the Willpower Seminar, the Essential Journal, and Vibe Up, all proven scientifically based technologies designed to reprogram the mind to achieve a positive state of being. Tsiki's mentorship and guidance has transformed the lives of clients of all ages worldwide. And there's wonderful examples in the book of some of these clients, and it's quite remarkable to see and to read about the transformations they've all gone through. Tsiki's ultimate vision is to implement a stress management and meditation curriculum in education systems and corporations worldwide. Wouldn't that be lovely? To eliminate stress and anxiety and promote positive ways of thinking. She dedicates countless hours of her time to enrich the lives of members in her community and throughout the world. In acknowledgement of her community service, Tsiki has received numerous awards like the Global Icon 2023 Award, Top Stress Management Expert of the Year Award, the Give Back Award, which she got from News Channel 13, Top Stress Management Expert in Power Magazine, the Beauty In, Beauty Out Award for Outstanding Holistic and Emotional Support. It goes on and on. Las Vegas Magazine, Women Who Wow, Stress Management Expert, Women of Distinction Award in Education category, the Best of Las Vegas Holistic Excellence Award, and the Las Vegas Small Business Excellence Award. And I'm not even mentioning all of them. Tsiki, congratulations on all of this and on this very beautiful and meaningful book. And welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you so much for having me here. I am so super excited and honored to be here with you, Judy.
I'm so delighted to have you here as well. I have to say what I really love, and I sort of mentioned this off the top, about your book, Attract It All, The Real Secret to Manifestation. And I want you all to hear that. As I mentioned, I've interviewed a lot of people and authors on manifestation on the show, and they're all great. But what I love about this book is there's nothing woo-woo in it or hocus-pocus. It's really based on science. And you utilize a lot of gratitude, meditation, and mindfulness techniques. It's sound. It's thoughtful. Can you speak to this? Because I think there's people who hear that word manifestation and immediately think woo-woo. Mm-hmm. And it's not. I highlighted so many sections, Tsiki, in the book that I'm going to go back and reread over and over again. And I really do want to recommend this book to everyone. And I already have. And this interview hasn't even been recorded. We're doing it now. But I really have because I just think there's some really great stuff, some jewels in here, and I want to unpack it all. So congratulations on your brilliant and bang on handle on all this. Can you speak to what your special take, your unique special brand of manifestation is that characterizes you from all the rest?
Great question. I think it's being authentic, first of all, and helping others manifest is about them. It's definitely not about me. It's really about what they want and helping them figure out that they can. That is no is out the window. There's no such thing. Also, most of my clients are entrepreneurs, moms, on the go people, all kinds, a lot of males as well that are testy, skeptical, because women are more emotional. And they've been my greatest teachers as well, because you have to convince them that it's not there. You don't have to call it. It's here and it's here. So if we align the brain with the heart, and if you have a belief system attached to it, that's great. You want to believe. And I tell them, some will say, oh, I'm completely atheist. I don't believe in God. And I say, fine. Do you believe in yourself? And they, of course, they say, of course. So take that belief system and align it with the brain, because your brain's powerful.
Yes.
And the subconscious. So manifestation really has to be aligned with the three. I think believe.
Yes. Three is a huge part of your book.
The My religion.
It's all there. And before we get to religion, I want to say that you also mentioned in the book that whether you're Christian, Jewish, Hindu, Muslim, mm-hmm. Baha'i, it's for everyone. This is not a religious thing, manifestation. A lot of people think, oh, it is, but it isn't. It's a spiritual kind of phenomenon. Can you speak more to that? Because you mentioned that in the book, and I think that's very important for people to note as well.
That's what I mean. It's a heartfelt thing. It is a spiritual thing for me. And yeah. It doesn't matter where you come from. I was born in Israel, raised in South Africa, raised with all religions from all walks of life. We can all believe and tune into the exact same signal. And it's wanting it bad enough and using your willpower and feeling as if you already have it and working with that vibration, with that belief system.
It's so true. We're going to get to Neil Donald Walsh after, who I'm a big believer in, and I know you are, to Wayne Dyer, who you've met, and we're going to talk about him. But even someone I remember, I once said, I want to be on the Oprah show, and I hope I'm going to be on the Oprah show. And I remember speaking to somebody, a manifestation person, who said, don't say hope, or you will forever remain in a state of hoping. Just say, I'm on it. So I said, well, I'm in Toronto. How can I be on this show in Chicago when I'm living in Toronto? But you know, the whole idea is when you see yourself sitting there in that seat. Mm-hmm. And funnily enough, after I believe this, I did meet her, not on her show, but in another way at a conference. And we sort of had a lovely moment together. And I didn't get to interview her yet, but so interesting.
It's interesting you mentioned Oprah, because since I was 13, it's still my dream to meet her. So
maybe we'll do it together. Maybe
that's
we'll
just like, you know how she says that aha moment? It just happened right now. It's beautiful.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. You've been doing this, Seeki, for over 30 years. And in fact, you were 4 years old when you first realized that you had this gift. And 16 when you realized this was your ultimate passion and purpose, to work with people as a manifestation coach, as a stress person, as a person, a meditation and mindfulness person, and ultimately as a person who could really transform lives. Like, you knew this as a very young child. You knew that it was your purpose to guide individuals to align their energy, elevate their mindset, and consciously create the life they desire. And you do this by blending intuitive wisdom with practical transformation tools. And you really do help clients move from stuck to magnetic, attracting abundance, clarity, and purpose with confidence. And your philosophy is simple. It's not, you know, brain surgery. When you embody who you truly are, everything meant for you flows. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what ultimately motivated and inspired you to write this beautiful book? And by the way, I didn't read this from this book. I read it on a PDF on my computer, and I was able to highlight all of it. So you can also, there's many ways to read it, listen to it, but here it is in my hand. So now I can use it on my bedside, but I highlighted so many sections of it. What motivated you and inspired you ultimately to actually do this? Can you tell us more about your brainchild?
I've always wanted a book out. especially 20 years ago. So this is a 20-year journey, a lot of rejections, believe it or not. No, you're not known enough. The industry has changed. It's not like back in the day. You need to be somebody. I constantly got that sending a manuscript. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
But my heart said yes.
Huh. Yeah.
My brain said, you can. Don't give up till you see results. And I stuck with that. I'm not giving up till I see results. In the meantime, part of my dream is working one-on-one is great. And there's only one of you. Your schedule gets packed. It's only so much you can fit.
Totally.
And I just want to bring out the message out there. And a book is the ideal. It was just my biggest dream. And I created the bonus chapter in the book, which is the Reality Dream Board. And I did it every single day. My book's here in front of me.
Yes.
It's published. My arms are up. I'm a celebrated author. And until it happened.
What is the difference between a vision board? I was going to ask you this later, but between a vision board and a reality dream board?
So a vision board, I do it with my family. I love it. It's fun. It's creative. You're really directing and you're signaling and you're putting it in there in front of you. But you're not doing a vision board every single day.
Right.
The secret in the book is a daily thing and it's projected. And you're basically bringing the future into the now present moment every single day. So your brain doesn't forget it. It records this new program. This is my vision board. This is happening. It's activated. It's just a matter of the perfect timing when it shows up for you. So
yes.
We have to step out of the way as well and let go of the when, how, and why.
Right.
And let the magic happen while you're showing up for the work.
Absolutely. I love the beginning of your book, Attracted All, The Real Secret to Manifestation. It begins with such a powerful question, which is, what do you truly desire? Or I ask as a coach, as a bliss coach, what do you want? Mm-hmm. What do you truly desire? Really says it even better. Why is that question so important for people to sit with?
I think people get impatient, first of all, with themselves. And they mix the signals. I want this and I want this, but wait, I want a new car, but I want this job, but I also want... So all these wants...
Yes.
Confusing.
The universe can't understand because there's too many mixed messages and cross signals. You have to want one thing right now. What is
it? Or at least one thing at a time, FT3. Also, not just the universe gets mixed signals. You are mixing yourself.
Right.
So you're not centered.
Right. Right. That's very cool. You talk about tuning into what you call the universal hotline and the idea that our thoughts are actually sending signals out into the universe. What does this mean in practical terms? Can you elaborate on that?
It means I know. So I always use this move for some reason. It's like, boom, like an exclamation mark, like I know. So it means hotline. This is my internet. It's always been my internet. To me, it's god.com.
Right.
But we have it at our service 24/7. We don't need to pay for it. It's free.
It's true.
And if we just say, hey, I want this. I'm listening to you. You're listening to me. It's happening. The end.
That's so great. Another huge thing for people, and this, I think, relates to so many of our listeners. You mentioned that up to 80% of our thoughts can be negative and repetitive,
mm-hmm.
and that can block us from creating the life that we want. So many people walk around, I think this, you say this in the book, walk around saying, I can't. I won't. I'm too tired. I hear a lot. How do you help someone begin to redirect those old patterns? This really reminded me and reprogram themselves, which reminded me of the idea of neuroplasticity, which you also mentioned. I actually know this person, Dr. Norman Deutsch's best-selling New York Times book, The Brain That Changes Itself. And you suggest that we can delete all those old patterns and actually install a new program. So if someone's really stuck in that negative loop, where do they begin to unravel it and do what you call install that new program?
That's a broad question. I love it. I believe that first listening to them, where they're at, which program they're stuck in. We have emotional, physical, and mental programs. Also, how old they are. I'm 51. I have 51 years of programming. How long have we been carrying these programs? Okay, so age is a thing. dissecting it. I have, like a little kid in kindergarten, draw at a computer, and I have a computer course. It's a program. There are your viruses, and here is the new programs we're going to install.
Wow.
Cute. And then we are like little kids, delete, delete, delete. Then comes the recording, the monitoring, and the precision. You have to show up for the new programs because it takes about 3 months for your subconscious to record one program.
Wow.
After that, it's deleted. Then the program is writing and running for you. You don't have to show up for it anymore. Then you move to the next virus that we deleted. We install another program. I tell them, you have to be committed for a year. This is a year of reprogramming.
Yes. And we're going to get to this. There are exercises in this book, everyone, that you can do that will help you. Like, this is not airy, fairy, namby, pamby, whatever it is. This is, there's actual exercises. There's affirmations. There's visualizations. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. Like, I'm going to share some of them, but I don't want to give them all away because I want you to get the book. So there's something you also talk about, which really resonated. So someone has a medical or health setbacks, and you've worked with a diverse range of clients from Broadway performers, actors in the film industry, to individuals seeking transformation in their personal and professional lives. And you're known, Siki, for helping people move beyond trauma into lives that are defined by confidence and abundance and authentic connection. What do you as a manifestation coach do to help people overcome their PTSD, stress and anxiety so they can soar again in their life and career and not be limited by this thing that happened that might now might just be living in their minds more than in reality?
Look, I am completely traumatized from my life, from different experiences, and a lot of them are not in the book. So do we heal completely from them? Perhaps. Did I? Not 100%. There's a coping thing. There's also using your story to inspire others. Mm-hmm. And if it's a physical thing, health related, I remember a lot of stuff that did not see a way out of it, nor did doctors see a way out of it. But I did. Mm-hmm. If we tap into that belief system strong enough and we can recognize that we do have the power to heal ourselves, it can be gone. It can be absolutely gone.
Wow.
And seeing it as a teacher, making friends with it. Okay, you're here. You're showing up for me every day. I'm going to love you. I'm going to love your struggle away until it's gone. The key is not to give up, not to give up at all until it's gone.
Right. And you also said some things that I just was like blown away by in the book. One of the most powerful quotes that you share regarding fear of a thing that could happen, going to do an interview. Like, I think you mentioned yourself in an interview that you get nervous before an interview. I don't know if you were nervous before today, but every one of my guests, I've interviewed over 700 guests on this program in the last 7 years. People get nervous, but you said something great. It's not about you. Just share your gift. It's about them.
Correct.
Great.
I have a terrible fear of, I'm way better in virtual because since COVID, we've perfected and mastered this art.
Right.
In person, I remember going on the news numerous times. My anxiety was so high, I wanted to bury myself in the ground. And I remember the beautiful lady and she said, Siki, look at me, forget the cameras.
Yeah.
We need you. Right. We need to hear what you have to say. It's not about me. It's not about me. So just deep breaths. I always say deep breaths. Did I conquer? Is it gone? No, I get nervous every time.
Yeah.
But you know, my mom always said, like, as long as your nerves are there, you're going to do your best job. That means you're excited, you're real, you're authentic, and it's not a recording just repeating itself.
Totally.
Yeah.
So true. Yeah. So, so true.
We're human.
Absolutely. And people respond to it because they love authenticity because it makes them not feel so weird. They're like, oh, she gets nervous too. And she has a TV show or radio show, whatever it is, or she's on Broadway. For people dealing with deep trauma or post-traumatic stress, it can feel impossible to move forward. So how does your work, is there a specific exercise? Because I really felt I read about it in your book that helps people heal from that. Do you use the SNAP method, for instance? What is a way that you know something more?
I think they need to be heard, first of all. And they need to know that they're not alone. You have to relate to their trauma. They have to be understood and you're right there with them, like you are going through it with them. So once they're heard and they know they can breathe again, then you can show them how to change the channels and the stations and make them feel like it was an old movie they watched and it's never going to repeat again. We're ready for that new chapter, that new season coming out. And it's the new you. You are now looking back. And you're not shaking from it anymore, but yet you can talk about it and you can help someone else with it. You went through it for a purpose.
Yes, so true. I can see how your clients are so lucky to be able to work with you. You also work as a manifestation coach privately with people, yes?
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Every day. That's what you do. Can you talk to us about SNAP? We've heard about it before. We've talked about it on this show before. The tool for stress relief and creating a more positive state of mind. Mm-hmm. Can you just briefly walk us through what it is and how it works just in a practical, everyday way?
Certainly. So here in Las Vegas, I don't know how we're with you. It's so fast paced. People are so impatient, constantly saying, I can't meditate. I don't even have 5 minutes a day to meditate. Of course, I think it's an excuse, but my wife cannot meditate. And she would say, Tiki, it's too much for me.
When's her birthday?
She's June 17th.
June 17th. That's hard for June 17th.
Yeah, awesome. She just can't. And yeah. I had to come to a place where I have to accept a change. I need to create a change and become that change for others. So I'm not going to lie. I prayed a lot.
Yeah.
I put my arms up and I said, give me something, something that works that I can transmit.
Wow.
And that it works instantly. And it downloaded so fast. I tried it in the corporate here in Vegas with business people that are so impatient, skeptic for sure. Maybe one of them was so disrespectful. And that's the one I wanted to target.
Yes.
He was sitting there.
Cocky.
Oh, I'm also a lady. Who is this girl showing up in this business event? He had a beautiful Rolex on because I love Rolex. I love Rolex watches. And I looked at his watch. And he just, let's go. Whatever. This is not going to work.
Yeah.
I said, fine. So he was my ambition.
Yeah.
I love a good challenge.
Yeah.
Basically, we can even do it here and you can feel the difference. It takes a minute and a half.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it right now. Okay. Ready, Judy?
Yes. I'm so ready. Keep you only knew what I've been through in the last week. You know that I'm a prime candidate. Go for it.
Okay. The only thing is we'll be able to compare the stress level that we're in now after, because everybody says they're not stressed and then they can see how stressed they really were.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. So you basically sit back straight and just stare at a point in front of you. Just stare at a point in front of you. Now close your eyes. Now open your eyes, stare at that same point in front of you. Drop your shoulders. Close your eyes. Now I want you to relax your head all the way down, chin down, as far as your head can take you, all the way down. Bring your head all the way back to the center again. I want you to think of something beautiful, something that makes you feel happy. Now I want you to just do one breath, inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Now I want you to smile. And when I count to three, I'm going to have you open your eyes. One, two, three, snap, open your eyes.
Wow. Okay, that's crazy.
And we did it three times. So by the third time, you actually feel like drugged.
Yeah. Like in a trance. And it's just happy and good. But I also felt like crying a little bit. Is that part of it?
Yes. Some people cry because they release. They release the tension. They release the fear. They release trauma that you don't even know that's been sitting there for so long.
So I just had to say goodbye to my children and my little grandchildren who are going back overseas today. And I wasn't even sure if I could get through this interview. They just left this morning. And I think I must have cried 11 times between 4 a.m. and when I helped them get out the door, which took about 45 minutes with all their stuff. And I even thought, how am I going to do this?
You're amazing for showing up. Oh.
I was really picturing my grandchild when you said, imagine.
You're going to make me cry.
Yeah. So I really, there's a lot that we have in common. Because we were talking about our children's purpose and how it's not always exactly how you imagined it, but it's so beautiful and it makes so much sense.
It's like we can only, as parents, we're both parents, we give our all. Yeah. At the end of the day, they have a call. Our kids have a call, and their call has nothing to do with us and has nothing to do with what we want and what we expect. So we need to let go of expectation, let God.
I just wanted to share that.
You're so beautiful, Judy. Oh my God.
Thank you. So are you. So are you. I was so curious when you said prayer, because I have a friend who always says, yeah, meditation's great, Judy. I love that you're a meditation teacher, but prayer is way deeper and way better. For you, you are a meditation person, but you also pray. What's the difference between prayer and meditation, right?
I love that. I was just asked that. I just thought about it this morning with my client. Okay, so I've been teaching meditation like you. I've been teaching meditation for 30 years. And this I learned from my grandma, believe it or not, in Israel. So meditation, we tune in. We listen. Prayer, we reach out. Very deep, but we can never reach out in pity. We have to reach out in faith. I know that you're here hearing my prayer. I know. So it's very powerful. If we say, please help me, you're not going to be heard. So prayer is reaching out, stepping out the way. We're leaving our ego behind. We're stepping out the way. And then there's the heart, which is tune in. It's the listening here and the listening here.
That is an incredible explanation that I've always wondered about. Mm-hmm. That's so incredible.
I cannot live without either. I cannot live without prayer.
Right. And integral to all of this is gratitude. And it's so interesting because I used to have a job. I had a column in a newspaper. It was actually the Canadian Jewish News for 7 years. The Life Coach Corner was the column. Mm-hmm. And the editor at the time, the publisher said, don't appeal to one part of this community. Appeal to everyone. Make it humanistic because everybody can relate to gratitude in a different way. So I had people who were very orthodox saying, we say 113 times a day, thank you, BH, you'll understand. And Reform people and Christians that were reading the column would say, oh, I love the gratitude journal and that book by Sarah Bunn Breathnach, that write down 5 things every day that you're grateful for or say them aloud to your child at night. And it was so powerful that everybody could relate to it. But integral to all of this was gratitude. So when you say, don't make it a pity party when you're praying to God, do it with gratitude.
Absolutely.
Can you speak to that? Because that's a big part of your book as well.
And I get emotional about it because it's my passion. I say, don't wait for a moment in your life where you're begging for your life. This is not in my book, but I remember a moment in my life where I really was negotiating. Please just give me one more chance. And I was very young. I was very, very young. It wasn't fair what happened. Something was taken from me. And I said, give me one more chance. If I get through this, I swear that I will live in gratitude because this is all I need. I need my heartbeat pumping and I need to breathe. I need to be able to take a breath because I know when I take this breath, someone else takes their last. And if we just count the blessing, that blessing alone, and program that into your brain, into your subconscious, now you're living in gratitude. You wake up, I have another chance. I'm alive. I'm here. And if we continue our day appreciating every bite that we take and that we do have a roof, to the simplicity and not wanting, chasing, running.
So true.
Then you are blessed. You are blessed and more gifts are going to come your way beyond your imagination. So you think you want this. Mm-hmm. There's a greater plan for you. All of a sudden, you're going to receive something you never even imagined that will appear for you.
So true, Tsiki, what you're saying. It's like the whole positive psychology. What is working in your life? What is great in your life? What is great in your relationship? What is good and being grateful for that?
Yeah.
And I know about the loss of your beloved brother. And
yeah.
That was, I think, a very, very pivotal heartache and tragedy in your life that you have somehow learned to live with. But I think there was a period where you thought you couldn't live with it.
I didn't want to. I lost myself completely. He was like, I always say he was my twin soul. And I remember screaming to God, like, take me instead of him. And it was tough. It was just tough. How do I continue? And as a mother, you have kids. You have a life to lead. You have responsibilities to meet. What do I do from here? How do I cope? And it was a call for the purpose. It was just, you have no choice. I mean, my wife really shook me. I remember the door slamming. You have two little boys. And that was before we had our daughter.
They need you. So that helps you. By the way, I'm very sorry about your beloved late brother. That sounds like it was kind of a soul love of your life. Like it was my everything.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
What motivates you when you just feel defeated, when you just feel like, I've done everything, I'm doing all the exercises, I'm doing all the good things? I don't get defeated that much, but I know there are moments when you just go, I don't know, can I keep doing this or can I keep going on in one area of your life? You know, I'm also a life coach. So in my bliss wheel, it could be a moment in your relationship. It could be a moment in your career. It could be a moment in your... in any part of your wheel, when you just feel defeated about that wedge in your wheel.
Yes. You know what? It goes back to that negotiation thing I had when I was very, very young. My promise, that's one that helps me because I promise. I took a vow.
Wow.
Second, I do tough love on myself. I just say, it could be worse. Get over it and show up for what you chose to show up for. And I quit my pity party. I give myself 30 seconds, if I'm being honest. And if I really need the time, I take me time. I will say, you know what? I'll take a whole day for myself and to recharge, love myself, wherever I've lost some energy or my feelings, whatever it is that's feeling down, I just give it back to myself.
Yes.
And it always could be worse. I just keep saying that. It could be worse. It could be worse.
It could be worse. It's so true. It's so true. There's so many, you say the breath is our life support. The breath. And I know this is true. Like, I know I lead a group in a Monday morning meditation class every Monday. And we just, a lot of it is about the breath. And you instantly, even in the exercise we just did together on the air, it's amazing how instantly just breathing at least three times.
Correct.
Three inhales, three exhales. It just resets you. It reinvigorates you. It just simmers you down. I don't know what it is, but it's so powerful. You just speak briefly to the breath and how that's one of your best allies. Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll have more with Siki Tao on Finding Your Bliss. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Find Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio AM 740. And just before the break, we were talking with Siki Tao about the power of the breath. Siki, can you tell us why the breath is one of your best allies?
Because I know what it's like to be without it and how you're craving that breath. And if we just wake up to the truth and not take it for granted, because subconsciously, we know the next breath is already coming. And this is why we take our breath for granted.
Yeah.
Because it's there. It's a part of just existence, but it's not. You can tap into an extended breath and extend your life, ideally. If we breathe long enough, reduce our stress. Also, it makes you more youthful and childlike.
Right. So why not? That's a good one. There's so many exercises, everyone, and affirmations and visualizations of the book that are so user-friendly, like the What Do You Desire exercise or the Money Arrows. Wow. Exercise to the Love Arrow exercise. Those are great. They're spectacular. There's so much. We could actually do three episodes on this. Three. Notice how I'm getting into the number three. Why is the number three so powerful?
I've always known that too. And I was amazed that you feel the same way. It just is. First of all, do you know three is also like the Om, which means creation?
Yes.
And then I'm not the only one that just everything happens in threes.
Did we said at the beginning, I said there's something beautiful about doing three sequences of breath work because good things come in threes. And I say that at the beginning of every show before I read your book. So it's really amazing. I sort of mentioned this before. You really lay out beautifully in the book what manifestation is, what it isn't, and how creating an intention is one of the most powerful things you can do. And then setting that intention, locking it. It's one thing to, okay, what's my intention? And then just let it ephemerally float away. But you set the intention in the book. You help people do that. And I know that you met Dr. Wayne Dyer, who is the father of motivation and, of course, the author of The Power of Intention. What was it like meeting him? And what is it about intention that is so important?
Meeting him was the opposite of what I thought. I was like so nervous and shaky, you know, like, oh my gosh, it was in Bellagio Hotel. And he just said, come on, let's get in the elevator. Let's go up to my room. And I was really sitting with just anybody, like a friend or it was interesting because he was so hungry. He just wanted to eat and talk about other things, but manifestation and all the stuff, the great things that he did. He was just like, let's just chill out. And I'm sitting there like, I want to write a book one day. And can we talk about it? So it was just fun meeting him. We had a great interaction. And when he passed away, he came in. I actually dreamt about him only one time. And he said, Tiki, the stage is now yours. And I woke up and that was way before. I'm going back. This dream was so profound and meaningful for me. I'm going back over a decade ago.
Wow.
That he showed up in my dream. And I just went,
That's so cool. That's very, very amazing. And then I read, and I was fainting when I read this, that you're also a fan of the guru, Neil Donald Walsh, who of course is the author of Conversations with God, which is so life-changing. And what I take from Conversations with God, which is a book I share with a very dear friend of mine who we just went crazy for that book, is the belief that love combats everything. Mm-hmm. Love combats hate, love combats fear, love combats anxiety. It's so necessary in this world right now. You know, I always say, like, we need another Mother Teresa right now, another Gandhi, another Martin Luther King, a person that believes in that philosophy that could influence everyone in the world to stop the hate and stop all of it. And you know what I'm talking about. And just really get to a place of love.
Yes.
What impacted you the most with the book Conversations with God? And can you speak to that love piece?
For me, I was super young. I'll never forget the day. It was in South Africa. My mom came home and bought the book. And she said, Tiki, oh my God, I got Conversations with God. Every night she would get in her bath and read it. And for me, it was just a confirmation because finally, somebody came out with this book where my entire life, my entire existence, I do it regularly. God's my best friend. You know, the answers just come and we all have the power to do it. And now that was actually my moment is gratitude. I was, thank you, thank you, thank you that this book is out.
Wow. You also have studied Yogananda. What is his influence on you?
I don't know. It's just so great. I love the concept of meditation, of course. I love the concept of showing up. And if you don't do the work, you're just not going to get there.
Right.
It's just so simple. You have to be persistent and consistent and that you're loved all the time. You're always loved.
Yes. So, so absolutely true. And I know there's so many other gurus. You have some outstanding affirmations in the book. I highlighted so many of them. I just want to share some about health for anyone in our audience who's struggling with any health things. They're just so wonderful. I am healthy. I am healed. I am strong. I can heal myself. My organs are all in perfect order. I believe in perfect timing. I thank this lesson. I forgive myself. I will not allow my life to be controlled by this disease. I count my blessings. I live in the moment. I command my body to heal. I'm in charge of changing my patterns. I won't let fear control me. I'm loving my body. There's perfect energy flowing through my veins. I believe in miracles. I am rejuvenating the cells in my body. My brain is receiving only positive commands. I am recovering from this disease. I am patient. So love those. And that's just an example. There's affirmations about love and how to bring more love into your life and how to find love if you don't have it, how to deepen the love with your partner if you need to do that, all the rest. And of course, about money and finances and on and on and on and on. But can you just speak to affirmations and what's the most effective way to really make them work?
Pick your three favorite affirmations, target them to what you want to achieve. Be consistent, but repeating saying it is not enough. Believe what you're saying. Tap into the energy of the word. When you say, I love, feel love. When you say, I want it. A lot of people say, Tiki, but I pray every day and I repeat the same prayer. I said, but yeah, but you're just repeating it. Do you know what you're repeating?
It's rote. Yeah, it's not. You have to feel it and really mean it.
And believe that it's done. I always say, imagine a green check. It is done. It is done. It is done.
Wow. 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 We're going to go on a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by Create, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
Create is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. Create is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, Create is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. Create has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? Create Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about Create Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We're back with Find Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio. I'm Judy Liebrack, and I'm joined by Tiki Tao. And you tackle so many things in the book. Your section on manifesting in order to cope with grief is exceptional, especially the balloon exercise. It's so evocative. Can you describe it?
You first place yourself in the balloon. You bring it towards you. You pick a color or have a color come naturally, organically. As soon as the color comes in, tell yourself that it's okay to release you now. You smile, you imagine yourself inside the balloon, smiling, and you release the balloon into the air, into the sky, and you are actually releasing your burden.
Wow.
You do it three times.
That's great.
Now, if you have a person you need to release or somebody that's causing you grief, same thing. Place them in the balloon. You got to do it with love. You cannot do it with animosity or any type of negative feeling. You thank them for showing whatever it is that you need to learn, and you release them with love. Like, I'm ready to let you go.
Wow. Amazing. My balloon is pink, by the way. Don't tell anyone. There's so many things, everyone. Again, in this book, you work with people struggling with things like insomnia, which is a lot of the population. And I love that you focus on just one simple tool to help them. Can you walk us briefly through how that works?
Let me see. There's so many different things that I do. I always do the gratitude, and some people can do music, of course, magnesium, melatonin, not to be on social media, not to have strong lights.
Yes.
You know, I don't remember the one in the book.
There's so much. My point is, you will find yourself in this book, be anybody, because there's a section on grief. There's a section on how to manifest more money, more wealth, more love in your life, more health, even insomnia, how to get over grief, fear, post-traumatic stress disorder. Like, it's just on and on. And I think what makes this work, Tiki, as much of your work comes from your own life experience. You write so beautifully about experiencing this deep sense of energy and love, even as a child. Can you tell us what happened when you were 4 years old?
So it's recognizing the light within me and recognizing the light in others.
Namaste.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't see, it's going to sound la-la.
That's okay.
I didn't see humans the way humans see humans. I saw their light. And wow. When people would stress, I would see different colors and I would see how the light changes. So I knew what stress was from a very young age. When people grieved, I would see the tears in their auric field, in their energy, in their behavior. So I learned even behavior from a very young age. I also learned that there's this beautiful source and light that is with us at all times. And that's all I could see. I didn't know that there was cruelty or negativity, because as children, we're pure. We only record the purity.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, I would just see that.
Did it scare you? Did it scare you that you sort of had these almost?
It did when I grew up and became a teenager. When I recognized that it was not a normal thing, I went silent. So I became a recorder and observer. Mm-hmm. And
then you decide to share it with the world, which is the best thing. Like you know what I also love about you is that you say at 16, you realize this is your passion, this is your purpose, this is your calling, as it were, which is what this show is all about. But I also realized something very cool. You also love fashion and beauty.
Yes.
And you were deciding. But what's so cool is by doing your real passion and purpose, you can dress up in gorgeous outfits like you're wearing today. For those of you who are just hearing this on the radio.
And you too.
And not seeing it, thank you. But you're able to use fashion and beauty in your presentation when you give talks, when you go on the television, when you go on the radio. And you can incorporate it because you're doing your passion and you still get to do the fashion and the beauty. I think that's so cool for people to note.
It's fun too, because I moved away from fear. I was fearful of that because I didn't want to be judged at some point, or people will say, I've had clients say to me, how do you teach what you do when you have couture in your room and you have, it doesn't go with your teachings? And I would say, well, what do you love to collect? What do you love to do?
Right.
And it's toys. We're allowed to have toys. We don't leave with the toys, but we enjoy the toys. So right. I enjoy them while I have them or receive them.
Totally. I think that's just the coolest thing.
Yeah.
People often talk about raising their vibration. What does that actually mean in your work, and how can people accomplish this through meditation?
Raising your vibration means not to be stuck where you are that makes you feel ill. Ill thoughts makes you stuck in your vibration. So elevating your frequency to a higher level, and believe it, you can do a lot with the brain.
How do you do that? How do you elevate? How do you do that?
I show them where they're at, and I'm very straightforward and I don't mess around. As compassionate as the work is, sometimes it has to be extremely precise. And loving and saying, look, it's kind of like the Matrix. Do you want this pill or this pill? Do you want to stay here? And do you want to listen to that recording for the rest of your life? Because you're going to be alone. Or do you want to be loved through it and elevate and move to the next level?
Amazing. You've even developed things like heartbeat meditation using sound and frequency to help people connect and heal. And I know that this is something you even use with your own father during a very difficult time, and he was not a believer and he became a believer. What was that experience like? You were with him when he passed away and even before, helping him and showing him the light.
You're really, really touching my soul today. Really. Yeah. Towards the end, and we took care of him till the last day, my wife and I, he finally told me the truth. And he said, it's not that I didn't believe, I feared it.
And you're going to say that. Yeah.
And he said, do me a favor, Tiki, after I'm gone, because he died of heart failure, will you do this meditation CD? And we recorded it raw back then, 2013, he passed. And we recorded it raw with dolphins and heartbeats, no script. We just recorded that. And with the scientist as well, recorded the beats. And it was just, it helped so many people. And that, for me, that was my dad's wings in there as well. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you know, it's funny, when he crossed over, there was no time for, I remember in our tradition, you have to call the rabbi to come do the last thing. And I remember the rabbi saying, there's no time, Tiki, you're going to have to do it. And I went, and he said, just think he chose you.
Yeah. And he instructed you over the phone. There's a beautiful section in the book about this. And you did it. You never believed you could do that.
Yeah, I wanted to run. It's so much easier to help someone else in a crisis or to cross over even, or to teach them about that and not to fear, versus when you meet your own.
That's incredible. And your father chose you, really. That's the coolest thing. Father, combination.
Oh, thank you.
You've spoken about something as simple as when you hug someone for just 30 seconds, there's a sense of joy that comes over them. It's so true. We need more hugging. We need more love, right?
I think we just need to love, period. And we can love a stranger as our own child. Like, we just need to be open to the concept of unconditional love, because how do we meet our partners and our spouses? They come from different parts of the world, yet we're able to love them unconditionally. Why can't we do it with anybody?
You seem like such an elevated person who's living on a higher vibrational frequency and helping others do the same, which I love about you too. You're not saying, I'm the only way you can feel this way. You want people to become their own portable coach and learn how to do it for themselves. And I think that's what's so fabulous about your work. What is the hardest thing you deal with every day?
Arrogancy. There's no way I can't. Getting them to that next point that takes sometimes a session, sometimes more than one. It's that place where they've been stuck for so, so long until you can make them see that they're worth of being loved. It's okay for them to say yes to being loved. And it's that empty place you got to me, that's the root cause of everything.
Yeah, you're right. I think you're right. I think if the whole world knew this, maybe you'll be the next Mother Teresa spreading this message to the world, which would be so great. If someone listening on Zoomer Radio right now wants to start today in any of these areas or all of these areas, what is one simple thing that they can do to begin manifesting a better life?
Say yes to it all. Just say yes.
That's amazing. That's amazing. There's so many things. The love arrow section in the book, everyone, you have to read it to get it, but it's so powerful for anyone looking for love, anyone wanting to maintain love or strengthen their relationship. And I love when you talk about your literary agent, Gary Krebs, who delivers fresh coffee in bed to his wife every morning, iced coffee in the summer, of course. I just love hearing about that. That was such an evocative moment of action. Oh. Action is
everything. Even if you don't want to do it, always place your loved one first.
Yes.
Always.
Yes, yes. And I also write that your exercises in the book are next level. And I love that you say another effective way to improve your mood is just to recite the following mantras aloud before, during, and after the love arrows. What are the love arrows all about?
It's love. How to, first of all, love yourself and believe that love exists, not outside of yourself, but in. Also love when you want, you meet your better half.
Yeah.
It's being in a place where you want to share your love with someone else and you're not coming from a place of need. Mm-hmm. So it's all about falling in love and manifesting love in all areas of your life, not just the romantic area, but just all, you feel like love is everywhere. And it's not La La Land. It's not just a Hallmark movie. You can create that for yourself.
What about the career piece, like the dream of doing it, of being the movie star? Like I even say as a coach, there's no dream that's too big.
No dream.
Broadway star, movie star, famous novelist. With, I think you mentioned in the book, with the gold sticker, the best-selling sticker on the front cover of the book, right? Like just all the way to go. It's almost like in dance. If you're going to do a movement, you do it full, right? You do it with absolute, you don't do it halfway wishy-washy. You go for that action, right?
I think we have the right to access that part of our brain that most people don't utilize. We have to be theatrical in our being. We have to be theatrical in our vision and see it happening. There's nothing you can't achieve, even if you can't see it yet. Doesn't mean the plan is not there. I mean, I've always said, yeah, I'm giving stuff for free, but one day I'm only going to get high ticket clients and I'm going to do this and I'm going to be on the stage and I'm going to do, and you keep seeing it in your mind. And this is what we teach our children. When they say, I can't, that's not allowed. You cannot say, I can't. Take it out of your vocabulary. You are and you can.
There's a section, and I say, nope, there's people that love this, Money Arrows, a simple three-step exercise that you do three times a day that has the power to reverse your fortune. What is it?
You're not coming from a place of lack anymore. And I think that is one huge virus to delete. Mm-hmm. And you have to feel that you are rich and abundant at all times.
In Attract It All, what is the biggest golden nugget you want to leave people with after reading your book?
Never doubt yourself. Turn every no into a big yes.
Nice.
And that you have the power to do it all.
I love this. There's a question we ask everyone. Of course, we're going to ask it to you. What is bliss for Tsiki Tao?
It's this moment right now that I'm having with you. It's just a feeling of pure joy and gratitude and contentment. And that this is doing its own work. This is a blessing and blissful.
I felt that right there in the heart chakra, fourth chakra.
It's just this exchange right here.
It's been an absolute honor to have you on the program today. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you so much. You're beautiful.
I have to ask, what is the best way for people to contact you, connect with you on social media, and of course, to get a copy of Attract It All, The Real Secret to Manifestation?
Thank you so much. It's on my website, tsikitao.com. Also my publisher, LlewellynWorldwide.com, as well as my Instagram, tsikitaoofficial.
Thank you so much. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person, and she is a fabulous person like Tsiki Tao, who is living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, yoga, mindfulness, or meditation expert, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singers and songwriters on this show. If you are one, please reach out to us. Also, what did you love about today's program? Are there any guests or topics you'd like us to feature on Finding Your Bliss? Write to us. For those of you who don't know, I'm also the Bliss Coach. That means I help you find your passion and purpose. Reach out to me at findyourbliss.com/coaching. I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. All you have to do is search up Judy Liebrack. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I would like to thank our wonderful guest, Tsiki Tao, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producer Lori Quinn, audio engineer Juliana Yanitsiello, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, the Create Fertility Center. And as well, thank you to Garrett Flores for the beautiful pink roses that adorn our set each week. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.